Good morning, I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A study published in the journal Pediatrics shows why digital media adversely affects sleep. Kids spend an average of 6.5 hours a day in front of some kind of electronic screen, and they're paying for it with less sleep and second-rate sleep quality, Roz Brown reports.
If your kids fall asleep watching TV or with a cell phone tucked under the covers, they're likely going to bed later and getting much less sleep than kids without access to electronic devices. Monica LaBourgeois is a lead author on a new study that says children are uniquely vulnerable to sleep disruption from electronic screens. She says because the eyes of young children are not fully developed, the light has a bigger effect on their internal body clock.
And many parents believe that media, like watching a video, or playing a game, actually calms their children before bedtime. But in fact, it may be the exact opposite, and we may be creating the perfect storm to disruption of both the circadian clock and sleep.
Studies have found that screen time is associated with delayed bedtimes, fewer hours of sleep, and poor sleep quality. A recent report from the nonprofit organization Common Sense Media showed mobile media device use has tripled among young children aged 5 to 16 in the past 6 years. LaBourgeois says light is our brain's primary timekeeper. And when it comes to children and adolescents, self-illuminated devices like smartphones, tablets, and televisions bathe kids' eyes in blue light, which can keep sleep at bay.
So this immature eye allows more light to actually hit the retina that signal the internal biological clock.
LaBourgeois encourages parents to turn off their kids' devices with screens before bed and charge them somewhere outside bedrooms. She also says parents should set an example by keeping TVs, computers, tablets, and cell phones out of their own bedrooms. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The holidays are a busy time, but they're also a time to reflect on the previous year. Commentator Peter Goodman says it's important to savor the people and events in our lives.
As suddenly as the leaves on the ash out front turned bright yellow, the tree was bare. Half the leaves fluttered to the ground in one powerful gust. In 1950, an Ohio college girl stands in line in the dining hall. A male student is slinging hash behind the counter. Their eyes meet. They start a romance that lasts 57 years. They share goodness and laughter, mischievousness and social conscience. They instill the same in 2 kids and 5 grandkids. They teach generations of students. She will lose words, but not joy. After the words flee, she will still play the French horn in a group. As she sinks deeper into confusion, she will fear things unless he's holding her hand. In his 80s, he will still be a fiery rabble-rouser, loved by students but not by those in charge. When she dies, family and friends will celebrate her life with many moving tales of her. A friend will play the French horn. Another leaf falls. I meet a lawman at the farmer's market. I photograph him in police blues, showing kids his motorcycle. They love him, and it. Many people love him. He runs twice for county sheriff. He's riding his motorcycle down a quiet street when a stolen car with a meth-crazed driver crashes through a fence and kills him. A sudden gust, and he's gone, much mourned. I play chess with a retired Vegas card dealer. He's a feisty, forceful, fun character. People like him. At first, he's with the lady he loves, but death takes her. He keeps smoking. Lung disease finally stops him at 75. Even as we mourn, the fallen leaves remind us to savor each moment. It may be all we have. And to do good, for no reward beyond the doing. And 'cause we're a free and generous people. When those leading the country are bent on poisoning everything, it feels good to resist with grace and compassion, if we can. Those brown leaves out front won't disappear. If we leave them alone, they'll nourish the soil, plants, and insects. Maybe inside us, our grief feeds impulses, even determination to do better and be better. Maybe at each small fork in the road, Connie, J.R., Pete, Lalo and whoever we care about who left us this season will inspire us to pause and pick up that hitchhiker trying to get home for Christmas, let that car into the line of traffic, or do whatever we feel we should do but sometimes don't. Those leaves were so bright.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.